The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Want to roll dice with your favorite bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
But I'm working on it.
You'll get there.
Thank you for your vote of confidence, Danny.
Oh boy, welcome back to Papa 295. I realized when I was editing the last episode, I said 293 when it was 294.
Oh, you fucking idiot! Get wrecked.
Take out your frustration from the mixer on me. Fine.
Can I give some context for this for the listeners?
For what?
For why we are coming in hot and heavy with emotion.
Yeah, please, Ben, tell us. What have we been doing for 45 minutes?
Well, I've been doing antics. But the rest of you have been trying to figure out why the sound didn't come through to you from my end of Thrilladelphia. Eventually, we resolved it because I was able to purchase the internet. And so now I get fresh access to your end without there being any need to futz with any technology on your side.
So speaking of, as the new financial savior of the network, we are rechanging the highest level Patreon level to Bending Doppeldong Benner.
It's going to earn you points on banks. Nope.
And when Ben means you guys were fixing, he means Tim was fixing.
Right. Pretty much exclusively. I helped brainstorm a little bit at one point, but Tim was clicking all the buttons and switching all the switches until he found the switch that needed to be flipped.
You're definitely the mechanic trainee whose job it is to stand there and say, yeah, it looks good.
I was entertaining Ben the whole time, and I feel like that was very noble of me.
You were doing very necessary maintenance work to make sure I didn't flip my table.
No, I was on TikTok.
I mean, you are Queen Danny. You can do anything you want.
I am the new champion. Oh, jeez. The music. Don't even OGs me.
Congratulations.
You didn't have to go to school. Be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Dan skipped work today, and he missed out on my glorious moment. You skipped.
There is not a single time in which I would take staying home with a sick kid over going to work.
Or winning musical chairs championships.
That's right, because
which happened at work.
I got to go to work today.
Which is where I would be, because there's a sick kid, and I'm not going anywhere near that. They suck.
They do suck.
You know what is even better when you don't have kids?
Love your job or hate your children, Tim?
I love my job, and there's also children.
Honestly, though, Felix is kind of the best when he's sick, because he's so chill.
He just slept the whole afternoon.
He wants to snuggle. Mm. But yeah, I won staff musical chairs at school today. And it was pretty epic.
I won. Survived the last day of school for a break championship. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
I painted a Doom wheel.
That's great.
Don't use it.
I got a new job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? Ben, why did you say that half an hour ago?
Oh my God. Way to bury the lead.
Why we couldn't hear him. He probably said it 100 times.
He probably did. Good. Yay, Jeff.
Yeah, when you told me to just talk for a while, that was one of like five different weekly occurrences that I just kind of walked you through.
Yay, Ben, that's much excite.
That's well, great.
I'm well with it. I enjoy money.
Yes. I believe Amen. So.
Yep. Amen, brother.
I like Monday.
Conversation over.
So what is the new job?
He said conversation over.
Oh, it's going to be boring. I'll tell you about it off mic, but it's not very interesting. It's just coding of a different sort.
Are you working with giraffes?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's the dream.
The only way to make Tim happier is if you said you were working with bees or crabs.
Ah, bee crabs.
Crabby.
Put them together.
They
now.
Would taste so good. They'd have wings and crab legs.
And that would make them taste good?
You're going to eat bee wings?
Yeah, if they're wings and they're in a sauce, that'd be dope.
But be, I bet they'd be real crunchy.
With crab meat in them.
Crustacean, the only thing I'm thinking of is, could this be more segmented?
Yeah. Well, and like, and if it wasn't like meaty wings, if they were just like bee wings but really big, you could like, it'd be like a chicharrón. Like a real big yeah. one. Yeah.
You could dip it. Yeah. Dip or it good.
Like a sheep tray of rock candy.
If the wings were really big, yeah. you could make a burger with the wings for patties.
Or the wings for buns.
In between.
Yeah.
Then you'd be able
or
to
yeah, that's what I meant, the buns.
I actually got really nervous about eating refried beans from this certain brand that I really like because I saw a video on TikTok, yep, where the girl got a nipple in her refried beans because it's like made with chicharrones.
I thought it was in a bag of chicharrones. No. And it was like, oh, wow, you found a piece of animal flesh in your bag of animal
no.
flesh.
No,
it was refried that's beans. So crazy. No. Refried beans. I didn't realize it was in beans. I missed that part.
Yeah.
Danny, I want you to know that I saw your TikTok about it. And that's how I was informed about it. And I went to work and told people I saw a documentary on TikTok.
Wow.
That was you.
Yes.
You were the documentary.
I'm a documentary on TikTok.
Wow.
I'm adding that to my little bio blurb now.
You got to get a new nameplate.
I do. Oh,
TikTok
man.
TikTok documentarian.
I bet I could just put a little post-it on there. Add it to the bottom.
Heck yes. You have a lot of them. You need a little crown on the corner.
Yeah.
Yep. That's so yep. good.
Yep.
Musical chairs winner. TikTok documentarian.
How did we get here? I never know. Every time, everybody. I hope you're with me on this wild ride of I don't know how this happened.
Right? We have a lot of people that
I
we
have
know.
A second monitor. Keep me company.
Let's see. We have a lot of people that could add patron for the PCN to their list of accolades on their nameplate. That went over to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Biggest thanks to our King Ding Doppeldongers.
No. Ben Ding Doppeldongers.
Ben Ding Doppeldongers.
Bingers.
Bonger. Benongers.
Bing bongers.
All right, what is the matter over there? Can't eat a cookie?
Someone left the cookie open and they got all dried out. And they're not like soft, chewy ones, no, ma'am. They're just hard, crispy cookies. It's bullshit.
You got so mad you forgot how to talk partway through.
I mimed it all to Jess. I don't know if it came through.
I understood exactly what you were saying. Yeah. I was like, do it. Break the cookie.
No, they shouldn't break. They should just bend.
Yeah, he didn't want to break. I get it. I thought he was trying to be quiet for you because you were talking about
which
stuff.
Which is why I would grab a soft cookie because they're nice and quiet, but that one's not going to be quiet.
I did see him super slowly reaching into the bag, trying to be very quiet about it. But
I figured it was because earlier I had the Pirouette empty bag. They are delicious. Thank you for all of them. And I was crumpling them really loudly at the mic at Dan and making him mad about it.
I mean, we weren't recording yet, so.
I know. Some of you mad about it. I was getting it all out of my system, guys.
Well, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, and Enmity don't make me mad at all as King Ding Doppeldongers. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We also have our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron.
And at time of release, our King Ding Doppeldonger game is this weekend.
What is it?
Next weekend.
At time,
oh, time of release, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind. I got what you're saying.
What's it going to be?
Butt stuff.
I was going to say musical chairs, but okay. Put them together?
What is it?
It's a
flared bass.
WFRP one shot I wrote called Vincenzo 6.
Oh, the walls. The walls of doom.
The walls.
The walls that will kill them.
The party's going to have to infiltrate Tillian Villa to go on a heist.
What's a Tillian Villa with you?
And I got 6 pre-generated characters that all have their own motivations and other things they're trying to accomplish while they're at this villa.
They can get over the walls. I'm sorry for the player who doesn't get over the walls.
Go to the Villa Antilla.
Right.
There is like a paragraph on rules about the scaling the walls because they're 5 yards high.
Whoa. That's like 15
death
feet.
Sentence.
Yeah, they're all dead.
D10 plus 15 damage, get wrecked.
Guys, just dig a hole. I'm telling you. Don't go over it, go under it.
How deep is this wall?
Can't go over it.
Gotta go under it.
Oh my god, Lily just messaged me and said, will you buy me a miniature pig? What is this pig. Animal
kick? Teacup piglet.
Print her a miniature pig.
Okay, 3D print it. Give her a 3D printed duck, too. She wants a duck.
She wants a farm.
You guys should get a duck.
Animal kick all of a sudden. No, I don't even like the animals we have. I don't want more.
Georgia is literally
you're supposed to like Felix.
She's been so annoying lately.
Have you been annoying to make her annoying?
No, right. We'll literally be sitting there doing absolutely nothing, and then she just starts barking and scares everybody.
Or like Lily will come downstairs from taking a shower, and Georgia will start barking at her. Like she forgot we have a fourth family member.
Have you tried CBD gummies for dogs?
That's not a bad idea.
They're a real thing, and they.
Or does your dog have the attention span of a goldfish?
No, she's just super high strung.
Very high strung. Yeah. Yep. I told both of them. Yeah, I told both of them that I'm going to start sedating them.
I'll try.
The dog? Yeah, because she gets going, and then Nelson gets going, and then it's.
Nelson's like, "What are we barking at? I don't know. I'm going to bark too.
I'm going to bark too. I love you."
Oh my god. He's cute, at least.
When he's nice, when they're good, I love him. But oh gosh, there are times so I'm like, just stop it.
He's so big, and I'm like putting my breakfast together. I'm like scooping yogurt into a container, and he just comes over and like leans his head up against the counter and looks at me while I'm doing it.
And like, give me some yogurt
with those eyes, and he's like, "Hey, mom." I'm like, "Oh." And I was like, "I love you. Don't tell anybody." And I do every day. I let him lick the spatula. He loves yogurt.
You just told everybody. That's
nice.
I know. Don't tell anybody, guys, but I do love Nelson. Don't tell.
I really want one of these Charm Sweet Pop lollipops right now, but they're definitely in a closed bag that we're very allowed to open, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh, is that the bag of blue lollipops?
I am very excited for those. I'm very excited for those.
You're right up there.
I was going to go and explain why, but I explained why last time, so I decided not to. After I started the sentence.
He's just super excited about him.
I'm very excited about him.
He wants his
not the taxes again.
Huh?
Let's talk about something else.
So why did you have to go and kill Raina Moose, former captain of the sewer jacks with a missing incisor?
Before I could say I'm checking the windows to see if she's going to be assaulted.
What do you mean? I didn't kill her. I just said she got a thing thrown into her neck.
Now I'm rolling how Fimber's doing.
No one liked her but me, and I was going to make that an issue. So
I was going to make that an issue.
I want to point out Mina didn't kill her.
Yeah, that's right.
As promised.
And well, she just died. We got rounds, right? She's an NPC. I can save this.
Yeah.
Who said she died?
No one. That's
I just said
exactly
the knife
it.
Went.
Yeah.
My, her
yeah.
blood went.
Well, you know.
It's just a critical one. We could fix that. I'm fixing that right now. Let's play. I fix it.
Go look at Foundry.
Oh, I should open that. It's open. I'm kidding.
Don't I was going to say.
Oh, wow. Which one is she?
This one.
Are you going to make me look at her conditions? I can't read them. And don't tell me.
Her conditions are a fractured jaw.
Ooh.
That hurts.
Critical injury and broken head minor. Location, jaw. That's how it's written on Foundry.
That's
really I really enjoyed that.
Before we jump into this, just want to make sure I got all the initiatives right, because I know I updated these a while ago. What does it mean is it current initiative?
40.
Okay, I have that. Green Warden's all set in here. Anyway, lucky I have 52.
Yeah.
And Webby, I have 45.
That sounds about right.
Okay. And everything else is already in Foundry, which is nice. So, yeah, we are in combat here.
Are we? Are we now?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna explain to listeners a little bit of what you see here. So we're in the Orchard View Tavern and Inn. In Lindenheim? Yes. The Lindenheim Trading Post. And as you were talking with Raina by the fire, from seemingly out of nowhere, a throwing knife was hucked across the room and stabbed her in the neck. So like mechanic wise, I gave her a broken jaw condition and she lost a bunch of wounds from that hit as well. But she is not currently dead. I populated the place with a few random people. use actually people from the Rough Nights, Hard Days stuff, but figured that works well enough. And as you are all reeling from this, I want everybody to give me a challenging initiative test.
I really like them. One of the only things colored on that map. It makes me really stand out.
Yeah, for real. I'm sorry. Make it. Probably should do a skill, not just a characteristic. So give me an intuition test. That'll be slightly better for some people.
Zero positive. So for our listeners
that's
at home,
still a characteristic.
What's that?
It's a basic skill.
Intuition's a basic skill.
Say what?
Listeners at home. So we're in a rectangular room. Our whole party, the six of us, were all seated at like the western end.
Because here's the fireplace.
In like a, you know, like when you get a half a dozen of eggs. 2, 4, 6. Bing, bang, boom. Fireplace is on the western wall. And then the middle of the room, there are two women on the southern wall. There's the bar on the northern end. And there's an old man right in the middle. And then over to the east, there is somebody with a very weak chin, unfortunately.
And someone with a very creepy outfit.
Yes, menacingly shadowed, seated right there. So there are 2, 4, 6 NPCs. No,
Lucky's with us. She's not over on the east side.
No, my chin is very sharp. It's not, I mean, it is weak, but it's sharp.
He's also a hell of a lot thinner than the other one.
So there are 6 of us and then 6 NPCs in
and
this
room.
And
there's 3 creepy things outside the window.
Yes. Or is that a door?
This is a door that you realize was just ajar enough for someone to go throw a knife through.
She did say she was running from Skaven and the people and the masters and whatnot, and they were probably going to come kill her, so they're trying to come kill her.
And the two people closest to that door that was left ajar in the wintertime are Green Warden and Webby. And then it's Raina and Lucky, and then it's Mina and the murderer, Forrest.
Boars.
I was like, his name's not Forrest.
Just had to keep going with the wrong name.
I was curious if you're going to try to get his name.
The second the knife sang into her neck, Boars got this creepy mile-wide grin on his face.
Yeah, yep. He really does. He's one of the creepiest people in the room, actually. Yeah.
All right, how did we do with our intuition tests?
I don't know. I can't roll it because it still won't load. It's the third time I've...
Poorly. Thank you for asking.
If you want to click it because I'm in Foundry, you could do it.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, you could do it for me.
I got 2 positive.
Wow.
I failed by 1 single digit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Green Warden's intuition is incredible.
Yeah, that's why I'm always first in the order.
But you failed.
Thanks for rolling, Dan. I'm blaming it on you.
So Lucky's the only one that is not surprised for this first round.
I'm going to say it's because my back is to the door because I was looming over Webby.
Wishing cahoots with the murderers?
That happened 3 times.
Wow. Votes of confidence.
I need to roll for Boars. His intuition is like almost half of Green Warden's.
Oh my goodness.
And he has
what?
Success.
How come every time I'm supposed to succeed, I fail? This is stupid.
Before and he'll kill again.
He got an 8.
This was happening the second we walked in the door.
Yeah. So almost everybody, I made all the NPCs just surprised for the round. So while everybody but Lucky and Boars are just stopped in surprise, you hear this crash as a Skaven leaps through a window from the north.
Ooh.
And won't let me.
Yeah, the window's
trying
small.
To go through a wall.
I'll have to go this
way.
He
has to go through the door like
very
a proper gentleman.
Yeah, there's not a window there at all. It's just a wall.
There we go. He leaps through, crashes through the window and lands on the bar. And then he just starts killing people the best he can. He's going to target this guy, the bartender that Mina was talking to, and we're going to throw a thing at him, a ranged weapon here. Oh, I missed with a 71.
Good.
Okay, that was unfortunate.
Big curls.
Yeah, like I said, they're just characters from stuff.
Does he have curly hair?
I don't know if he has any hair.
Or like...
Oh, he does have hair. And then the one from outside kind of kicks the door open wider and throws another knife. Actually, it's a star at Reyna.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got her this time.
Is he taking negatives for throwing past me? Another individual?
I don't know. Soft cover. Does all that.
Yeah, because you're targeting an individual. You're not just throwing it randomly.
Well, that would be a bonus if he was throwing it randomly.
That's right, but he didn't do that.
All right, she passed a test, so she doesn't get a festering wound from it, but she's in real rough shape. She's down to one wound currently.
Oh my gosh.
This lady's turn, but she's stunned. And then Green Warden. Why is that lady's initiative so high?
I don't know. Why is mine not higher? Why did I roll poorly, Dan? You tell me. You rolled it.
No, you're surprised. Never mind.
What? No, let me shoot something.
A new lover. And she doesn't want it to get out. So she's hyper-vigilant. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Hyper-vigilant. This person. Lucky.
What?
Your turn.
Oh. Well, I'm not surprised.
Smoke screen.
I'm not surprised by this at all, so.
That's why it's your turn and not mine.
I'll, Yeah, some of us are competent and professional. So,
ouch!
I will push her down, so she, you know, is down and a lot harder to throw stuff at.
Push Reyna down.
She's already down.
Is she already down? Is she prone?
No.
Oh,
not mechanically.
Okay. Well, I'll tell her to get down and then help her down.
She's stunned, so you can help her down.
Okay, sweet. And then can I heal her?
You can make a heal test. Yeah. Challenging, of course.
I got a 7. Eat my balls.
She doesn't want to do that. She's
spit
stunned.
On it.
I have 4.
Ma'am.
That's how he normally heals. What?
Yeah, I make them little balls that people chew on at night and have weird dreams, and I put them in your mouth.
I know how you work, yeah.
Yeah.
It is her turn. She's stunned, so she's just going to lay there.
Yes, shh, go to sleep.
That's her only defense. You're dead.
And then a back door opens up next to the fireplace, and another Skaven appears.
Oh, boy.
Now he's appeared.
There he is.
And we're going to target Mina.
Okay.
And we are going to get you. Throws a throwing knife at you.
Okay.
And it's going to... Ooh, you got a decent hit there. So why does it say damage doesn't know?
It could be any damage.
8 damage to the left arm as he throws a knife at you.
Okay.
Is that one?
Yes. It should be none, but I have to take a minimum of 1, so.
That's right, get wrecked.
Ow.
She took a paper cut.
This one does the same thing to Green Warden, gets a critical hit because what? I should have gotten plus 20 of that because you were stunned. I forgot to do that, so. Would 2 more damage make a difference? Should have been an average test for that one.
What am I rolling?
Jesus.
Nothing against thrown stuff.
I didn't think so. So.
Arc, 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 arc. So let's see. I'm going to roll the critical here. Ragged wound. Take 2 automatic wounds and a bleeding condition. As well as 9 damage to the body.
Armor doesn't do anything for that?
Minus toughness and armor, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't want the 2 automatic wounds and bleeding condition, you can break a piece of armor for critical deflection.
Where is my armor?
Probably 1, I think you just have.
Yeah, I have leather on everything, so I just have 1.
So you can break that armor on your body to not take the critical part of it, but you'll still take the 9.
Would the 9 be reduced by the armor, or no, because it's broken now?
I think you reduce it and then it breaks. I can't remember how it works. We'll say that way.
Well, so you'll be nice to me. Cool. Okay. So rest of the party, you're everybody. Tell me how bleeding works.
You take that much damage at the end of the round. And if you go unconscious, for every bleeding condition you have is a 10% chance you die.
The bleeding damage being 2.
Yes. So that'd be a 20% chance.
I will say we are very good as far as like a party of 4 people goes. At dealing with bleeding conditions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Also, I have nothing better to do with my actions, but you would have to ask.
Well, that's the thing. Help. That's the thing. How stubborn is Green Warden right now?
Right. You have to get healed to resolve a bleeding condition.
So stubborn.
Don't worry. I can do it with magic and slow your blood down.
I really.
Yeah. Is that more appealing to you?
I'm going to play this from the character's perspective. She doesn't like either of you. She is probably just going. I'm going to play this for fun. I'm not going to break my armor. So we're going to have some fun with this. We'll see if we can do some things here.
I like Jess's philosophy here.
I appreciate that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to force Green Warden to be uncomfortable. So.
Nice. What are you saying? Nothing, by the way.
Of course not. So I take the 2 damage from the bleeding. And then what was it? 9 damage?
You take 2 damage from bleeding at the end of the round.
Okay.
For now, you take 2 automatic damage from the crit that's not reduced by toughness or armor, and then 9 damage from the hit that is reduced by toughness and armor.
So toughness is 4, so that's 5 minus the 1 from the armor is 4 for that. That puts me there. And then did you give me a bleeding condition? Because I don't know how to do that.
I'm adding it to your sheet now.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
And I guess at the end of the round, I'll hit the bleeding button.
No, it'll do it automatically.
Oh, cool.
Once I hit and start the next round, which is dope.
It's so fancy.
By the bar, another Skaven jumps through that same window, lands on the bar, and this guy is right in melee. It tries to stab the bartender. I forgot to make it average again. So he does some damage. Can't do it properly. All right, whatever. He takes bunch of damage here because he gets stabbed. Oh no, he's hurt. And then we're gonna go to, guess what? Another Skaven. This one you could also see outside the window or outside that door. This one's gonna throw a thing at Webby.
No, I don't want to get hit.
Well, maybe you won't. You did.
Yeah, I mean, you could have seen that coming.
It's gonna be
dodging a thrown weapon.
8 damage again.
Unless it's point blank.
Dumb.
Where'd he hit me?
Body.
I don't need that stuff.
It's just organs. What are they for?
I'm pretty sure Webby will just find his own somewhere else.
Yeah, for real.
Replacements.
This might be a bad move by this Skaven, but one charges in from the west again and is actually going to charge Mina.
Cool.
I see you trying to look at me. Oh, you can't defend because you're stunned.
Use the resolve.
Yeah, I'm going to use a resolve.
Oh, you could do that.
Mina's nice to me, so I reminded her. Fuck everybody else.
Wow.
Get back, nerd.
Boom. Okay, eating that cookie like a chipmunk.
I'm trying to be real quiet.
You're doing a good job because I didn't know until I looked over there.
All right.
Does resolve ever come back?
Hmm? Yes.
Do your motivation.
Thanks.
Yeah. You got to want it.
I am going to defend with melee brawling. Because I have my fists out.
Okay.
Actually, no, I had my guns out. Because I don't trust her. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If I use, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll say melee parry. How does that sound?
You don't have a parrying weapon out, so dodge right. Makes the most sense.
I don't want to dodge, though. I want to hit it away from me.
So then, the first one you said, brawling.
Okay, cool. 3 success levels.
Mina doesn't want to dodge. She just wants to turn people into dinosaurs. Give yourself an advantage, Mina.
Thank you.
She wants to smack me.
As you successfully dodge out of the way and the Skaven hisses at you.
Get out of here, you nasty rat.
Thought I'd be able to jump through the windows and it's really annoying. So this one's over here. Another one crashes through that same window.
Stop! It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, like.
What?
Not funny anymore.
What's not funny anymore?
I'm more wrath.
They're Skaven. There's always a lot of them. Oh, that one missed terribly as well.
You can check the turn order. I think that's the last rat coming in the window.
Oh, she failed worse, though.
Ouch.
Helga.
Helga, come on. It's not bad enough you have a weak chin.
She's got a weak chin, but.
Toughness
5. Toughness bonus of 5, sorry. What's...
She's sick.
Okay, that one just went... Because there's more. There's
no,
lots,
there are
lots
not.
Of rats.
Stop. How? Why are there so many?
Because I have them hidden.
Ugh, balls.
So you can't tell. Bors is not stunned, so he can just... he's going to try to dodge. Because he wasn't armed. Let's see. He loses because the Skaven has one higher, or because their weapon skill is just slightly higher. So we are gonna. Boris takes the minimum one there.
No, Boris uses.
He's gonna enter a blood rage.
He uses a fortune point to get another success level.
We gotta get out of the vicinity. Boris is gonna go on a rampage.
He really is.
And what do you mean he didn't have a weapon out? He's very clearly a murderer. Webby brings it up on a regular basis. He was clearly armed.
He's a weapon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I thought he might have luck talent, but he doesn't.
And so Boris is gonna go on a rampage. You know he's indiscriminate.
That's right. That means he cannot be discriminate.
Oh yeah. Good news, it's Lucky's turn. Webby's turn. Lucky already had a turn.
Alright.
Does Webby get a turn because he's stunned?
He
would like a turn.
If you use your resolve, you get a turn.
My thing that says zero currently?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
To be fair, that's probably because Dan hasn't awarded you any. What is your motivation?
I don't award. You earn it when you do your motivation.
Right. What's his motivation? Do you remember the last time you did it? Or do you know what it is offhand?
I don't keep track of all your motivations.
It's surgery things together, which I feel like I've done a good amount of.
I mean, last time you tried, Green Warden said no. But I would say that I'm sure you have at least one resolved if you wanted to use it here. I can live with that because I'm throwing...
I think I do want to use it here.
A metric shit ton of Skaven at you.
Not even Imperial.
Well, it's the old world, so...
Am I seeing that there's at least three Skaven out there? Is that what I'm observing?
Yes.
Now, you may be wondering why I'm asking.
I am wondering.
Three.
Why are you asking if there's at least three?
I'm gonna yell over my shoulder, "Hey, barman, does this place have insurance?" And I'm gonna huck a incendiary grenade to the group of Skaven outside the door.
Okay.
I love that.
And since your range is 3 yards, they're definitely not in point blank, so I don't get the dodge or anything.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
They might all be a bunch of on fire.
I feel like that's backwards. Like, if you're far away, you should be able to dodge.
What are the bonuses that I get from this?
Fire.
I don't think any, because this would be like... Oh, no, it's just a small group.
Yep, so it's an average test because it's 3 to 6. Yeah. So plus 20.
It's point blank. Don't I get bonuses for that?
No, because your range is 3, so you'd have to be like within what, like the same space for it to be point blank, technically.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. I fortune pointed it, and then I have 3 success levels.
So they all gain 3 ablaze?
Sounds like it.
I'm okay with that.
I think that's how that one works.
Look it up, but just so everyone is clear, that also means there's a lot of fire outside of this wooden building we're in.
I thought maybe because you were in a tavern, I would be safe from you just setting everything on fire, and I should have known
better. You're overestimating my desire not to kill myself.
My players lit a stone temple on fire somehow, Dan, so no, don't expect us to not light it on fire.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. All right, so they all lost the advantage they got because they have a condition, and it's Mina's turn as I just went through a bunch of NPCs that are all like, oh, great heavens!
Okay, so I have 2 pistols out, so I would like to,
shoot a rat in the face.
I would like to shoot this one rat, who... so rudely tried to hit me. I would like to shoot him at point blank range, which I know he can try to dodge.
I do get to try to dodge.
That is fine. You can try. I have a critical. I rolled a 22.
I rolled a 100, so I got -5 success levels.
What? Great.
I'm sure it's dead. It's got a toughness bonus of 3 with no armor and 12 wounds. Did you do 15 damage?
So that's...
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
She looked at the screen and at her dice and didn't even get a thought out.
And so I will do my second shot with my ambidextrous.
Second verse, same as the first kind of thing.
But so then I flip it so it's a 22 again?
No, you gotta re-roll it.
I have to re-roll. Okay.
That would have been too good.
I know.
It's actually 4... ablaze conditions, it's 1 plus success levels.
Oh, even better. Okay, I'll update that in a second.
I'm going to use a fortune point for that.
Oh, I did it the wrong one. Dang it. Why can't I tell who's who?
One off of being another critical. I rolled a 34. So that is with my advantage, that is five success levels.
And this one tries to dodge as well and gets two success levels.
Wait, he's not point blank.
Oh, wait, which one are you?
The one in the corner who threw something at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were five. Oh, the one right next to you. Okay, so yes. Ignore that roll.
Yes. So five success levels, right? Because I don't get any kind of like average or anything like that. Well, it is less than half my weapon range.
Yeah, it's average because it's short range.
So five, six, seven success levels.
Which is exactly 15 damage because plus 8 for a pistol, right?
Yes.
Dead. Wow. So all you do is spend resolve to not be surprised anymore.
There you go. And now I get the resolve back because I destroyed Cass.
Boris is up and he's like, oh no, this ain't good. And he pulls out the dagger that he has and he tries to stab this Skaven that just tried to stab him.
He still only has a dagger? We got him kitted it out, I thought.
We gave him a crossbow.
You named that dagger the Life Ender?
We told him that anything he would need for armor and weapons that he would be able to let us know as well and that we would give for him.
A dagger?
Okay, so he should probably just have a hand weapon then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a shield, plate armor, leathers.
He says it doesn't feel as good unless he can feel the blood come out of their neck. So he needs a real short range weapon.
So put a little pump in it so it goes over his hands as it hits.
Okay, so we'll unequip the dagger and we'll equip the hand weapon. And then he'll attack with that instead because it's more better. Oh, we got negative 6. Can we roll a worse dodge? No, misses.
This is embarrassing for
him. Oh, that Skaven had an advantage already, too. I forgot. All right. So that was Boris, and he's like, oh, man, I'm not used to this. And then everyone needs to make a willpower test as from under the stairs here in the corner, a huge form bursts into the room. There's a big old rat ogre.
I don't believe you.
Bursts its way in through smashing through the wall.
11.
It decided to reset me, Dan. Just roll it for me.
What'd you do that for?
I didn't.
What was this roll supposed to be for?
Willpower.
Fear.
I hate everything about this.
A cool Dan's test. I forgot what I said before. Green Warden, you failed.
Dan rolled it. I blame him.
84.
Yeah. It's definitely Dan's fault.
You're welcome.
Too positive.
Lucky he ain't freed.
I'm cool as balls, man.
Smashes through and then swings its big old claw at
this poor lady.
This person here that is surprised, so they get an extra additional average to it. And they're not dead.
Wow.
A little surprisingly, but it does trigger death blow because it's large.
So two people are pretty much crumpled bloody heaps on the floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to make that average.
Oh, they're really more one heap now.
All right. This person will take two more damage because I forgot to make it average, but this thing smashes through. And now there's a rat ogre in the building and everybody's screaming and freaking out. Even if they were surprised, they're with it enough to be like, oh my God. And that'll be the end of the first round. So we got a whole bunch of stuff that happens. I got to roll for stupid. Why? What? I can roll for stunned, I think. I got to apply a whole bunch of ablaze and bleeding.
Yeah.
There's so much happening right now. Let's see, how did that blaze conditions go? A couple of them took a fair bit of damage. Why did that guy have stupidity?
Because he's big and dumb?
No, it wasn't the rat holder.
Oh, I just assumed it was the rat
holder. Yeah.
Was it lucky?
Yeah. Maybe it was the rat ogre. Oh, it was the rat ogre.
Okay, see, that makes sense.
Yeah. It looked like it was somewhere else. Okay, let's see if failed. What happens when it fails? I don't even remember what stupid does. We've never, had trolls. I had an easy intelligence test, and I failed or become very confused.
And it runs away.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Goes back.
And it joins our team.
Oh no, because it's got allies around, so they tell it what to do. It said if it's around, no allies without the stupid treat. So we're fine. Round two. The first one that bursts through the door, a window rather, is gonna try again here. Going after the bartender because he's right there, and he fumbles. This guy sucks.
All creatures on this earth, even Skaven, recognize that you don't attack the barman.
Apparently. This one's going to try to put out the flames. It almost does. It gets rid of three of the ablaze conditions, but not the last one. That's their turn. And it's Greedwarden's turn. You're no longer surprised because that just goes away at the end of the round.
Great. So I failed that cool test. What does that mean?
You're afraid.
Get close to it.
I can't get close to it?
Correct.
Okay. So as long as I'm not like bleeding and cowering in a corner again, that would be cool.
You're not automatically broken. If it moves towards you and you fail the test again, then you will become broken.
I have to fail it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it comes near you.
That's not great. But okay.
Shoot this mofo.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot something. I'm shooting one of the ones outside the window because it's right there. Or door.
So the south of you is a door.
Mm-hmm. But the door's open.
Yes.
So, maybe I should just let them burn to death, but I really don't want them to come in and kill me. What's... Yeah, nope.
The one on the left of the three of them is clearly the most burnt. And then it's actually, as you go across, the middle one's not as bad. And the one on the right is not. It put most of its fire out and didn't take much damage.
Well, it's also the different one, which obviously means it's the one I should target. I doubt the picture actually makes any difference. How do I actually make this target? Because it's being a pain.
You can just click it.
There it is.
And then hit T. One.
I just don't want Dan to roll my dice because he's rolling it very badly for me.
I'm not even rolling. It's Foundry.
Well, I think you're doing
it. Well, you push the buttons and therefore it's your fault.
Yep.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's you, Dan.
Thanks.
Now it's a private GM roll. What's happening?
I can do it for you.
No, no. Don't touch my things.
What's your skill? Just look up your skill and roll dice.
I know. I'm going to have to because this is very irritating. I clicked.
Oh, there it goes.
I can't see it.
Definitely point blank. So I'm going to try to dodge.
Versus 110.
And then we can. Do you want to?
That's point blank. I don't feel like that's point blank either.
Your range is like 150 yards. Your point blank is like 15 yards.
I feel like point blank is you're next to them.
No, point blank is dependent on the range of the weapon. Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. I'm not allowed to apply damage, so click the button.
I did. You did 13 damage to it.
Well, it's dead. You
sink an arrow into its right arm, and it's not dead.
What? It's because it's a different one.
This guy's tough.
Yeah, it's the one that looks different.
That guy's dumb.
Yeah.
I should have just... shot them all.
Lucky.
Yeah?
Is your turn?
Oh, nice. I'll cast Dart. I'll get, you know,
some success levels?
Yeah, like a whole bunch.
Negative ones?
No. Oh. No, I rolled 26. So that's 5, 3, 8 success levels.
Whoa. Sounds like a lot.
It'll do probably 7 damage instead of 6.
That'll do, pig.
We'll target.
That'll do.
3 of them.
The 3 outside?
Nope, because none of them got Spanish. We're going to try to save boars. And
got Spanish.
We'll hit the one that is attacking boars.
Okay.
And we'll hit the Rotoger. And we'll hit one of the ones that's punching that old man.
One of the ones that's punching the old man. This one?
Yeah.
On the one that's on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first thing I'll do is take away all of their advantage because you're a bully. And then how much damage is it going to be to each of them?
8.
Cool. Math. Boom. Done. This one. Same thing. Boom. Done. Rotoger. 8 minus that much is however much is left. Okay. Done. Nice job, Lucky.
Hey, thanks. It's Jerry.
This one outside is going to try to put out its fire with an agility test.
Agility?
And again, oh, it does put out all the fire.
Should have shot that one. Damn it.
So that's going to be its turn. And this one that just got hit by a dart is mad, so it jumps off the thing and charges at Lucky.
It didn't see me cast that. Its back was turned. It was on a bar.
There's no facing in Pathfinder or this game. I got
outnumbered though.
3 success levels because I forgot to click charging.
Get wrecked.
Damn it.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be challenging combat.
But I'm feeling challenged.
Well, yeah, because you can't roll for beans.
I feel targeted.
She hasn't rolled below an 80 something yet. You just happen to have an insane ballistic skill.
I know.
However,
what did you
I might roll? Not have passed. Oh, with defensive, I have 3 success levels. What's his skill?
40.
Okay, I'm 54.
Okay, so you win the tie, and so you gain an advantage.
Sure do. I didn't count my advantage either. Yeah, it's even better than that.
Oh, okay, so you definitely win. But you said you got a crit as well?
Yeah, sure did. Guess where it was? It was in the 54.
Body?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Okay.
Not the 6-7? Sorry.
Oh, you want to see how bad it is? Yeah, good question, man. 47.
47 in the body. Is a ragged wound, two wounds and 2 bleeding conditions.
Nice.
That one's nice and easy for me to add to Foundry.
Why did you have to make me feel less cool?
Have you been around me? I'm dope as hell.
No, I have not been around you.
All right, then we have the last one outside is going to try to put out its fire. And it does not with -4 success levels there. This is a dead one. This one's gonna try to stab this lady. Another one that jumped through the window.
Come on, Helga. You can do it.
Oh, I got -4. Helga only got -3, so she does dodge.
Good job, Helga. Nice.
Are you, like, concerned for Helga?
I don't know. She's the one I know her name, so...
She's the only one with a name.
Yeah.
They all have names. You just haven't looked
Big at Curly anybody. Is not a name, dude.
Big Curls. Big
That's
curls.
Not a name.
Right, like, I just imagine he has a vestigial
tail. That xenophobic Green Warden.
Have you met me?
All right, against Boars, we fumble again with a 99, and Boars gets another advantage, or gets an advantage.
He's getting into his frenzy rhythm.
And then it's Webby's turn.
All right, so I take one look at the Rat Ogre thing, and I'm like, nope, not doing that. And then I'm going to withdraw from this situation with the one who's attacking us. I'd like to move past Green Warden, and the woman is dead? Is she dead?
No.
No.
Is she dying?
Nope.
Explain her to me.
She doesn't have the bleed. She's prone and stunned.
She took an arrow to the neck.
A knife.
Okay, but she's not in danger of bleeding out?
Was a throwing star, yeah, that stuck in her neck and broke her jaw at the same time.
Did she make a toughness thing at the end of the round to see if she was no longer stunned?
Yeah, I made it. She got rid of 1 stun condition.
Nice. Good for her. She's strong.
She has a strong jaw.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in danger of bleeding out.
No, she's currently like laying there prone, but not in risk of dying immediately.
Honestly, super good threat assessment, though, to worry about her first. Green Warden is bleeding.
It's true. I actually imagine her taking whatever knife wound she took, right? And she's bleeding from whatever important vein you want to have her bleeding out of. But she just turns around and there's just like blood dripping down her arm as she's shooting this thing in the face.
None of my business.
Absolutely. Yep, there it is.
Not my business, not my problem. I'll walk past her and I'll pull out my zine shirt. I might need it if that rat ogre gets any closer.
Please. Oh no.
Just zine that thing.
All
See,
right.
If Helga tried to take a star to the neck, her jaw would not hold up.
Her weak chin would not.
Her weak chin would just crumble.
I don't think she has a weak chin. She just has a double chin. Mina.
Is drawing and moving a full action?
Oh, I guess, yeah, I usually let you draw something as part of your move.
I would like that. I'll start aiming at the rat ogre.
Oh, gross. It's poor people.
So.
Okay, action aim. Now it's Mina.
I don't know if you know this or if you remember this.
But.
You're a champion.
No, she has a thousand. She's festooned with pistols.
I have six.
Yep. We knew. I saw the number chart.
Right. I lined them up on my page so I can keep track of how many I have used. So I'd like to draw a few more, if I may.
If you drop the first two,
yes.
You can draw the other two as your move, and then you can...
Yeah, Mina is pretty much the dad from the Boondock Saints now.
Love it. With a better hat.
And then I can shoot the Red Ogre, who is an enormous creature, yes?
No, he's large.
A large creature. Okay, still average test, yeah.
I think plus 10. No, that's in combat. I think it is average for large.
Yeah, I have the sheet in front of me.
Then why'd you say like a question?
Do you not know how mean the Kingfisher talks?
It was a very rhetorical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phrasing.
Yeah, okay, so it's average. What about it?
What about it? Okay. What about
it? This is the DM being mad that she's going to wreck this thing.
Six success levels.
Which means it's not the minimum one because the easy test did not decide that.
Right? What did you roll?
I rolled a 52.
If it's more than four success levels, because she gets four success levels from the easy, then.
You just I got what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. So six success levels plus
the eight.
So yes. 14 damage.
Yes.
I got to do math. Oh my God, seriously? You've done more than half its wounds already.
Does it need to take any kind of test?
No, it's immune to psychology.
Okay. I will roll again because I'm ambidextrous.
Wait, you don't need to roll again. Unless you only roll again if it's a crit.
Oh, right. Okay, so 52 and then I flip that.
That comes to 25.
So it's a 25.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
I mean, I would take the roll if you want. That's a 16. So.
No.
Okay.
So how many success levels is it?
25 and I don't get an advantage yet, right?
Not till after the bolts hit.
So I'll take
you that. Will after this.
That'd be 9 success levels.
Yeah. Because it's 3 more than last time.
I forgot to reduce it by its toughness and armor before. Sweet. I get some wounds back.
Sounds like a you problem.
All right. What's the total here?
Sounds like a math problem.
So it's 3 more than last time.
Okay. So it was. So 17?
Yes.
Okay. It's not dead yet, but damn. it's not doing well. I'm not doing well. Oh, I skipped past Boris on accident. We definitely need to have him have a turn.
He is a fighting machine, yes.
He's like, oh, wow, Mina, great shot. Let me try to do this for you. And he tries to stab the Skaven next to both of you.
He has advantage now, so he might do this.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. He sucks. He had -5.
Boris is awesome. You just need to believe in him like I do.
Somebody else. Does not.
Roll for Boars.
Did you take into account that he's outnumbered? The Skaven that he's attacking?
2-1.
Definitely.
No.
That's, why not?
That's a plus.
Because I forgot. Coward. I didn't think of that. Because Mina's shooting at the Rat Ogre. She's not threatening that Skaven.
Oh,
right now.
She is nothing but threatening.
Oh,
friend.
Is that how the threatening works? Is that how the rules work? The threatening things?
All I do is threaten. That's all right. I know how to do.
So he has -3 instead of -5, so he wins by 1 success level.
Crushing over there, boy.
Oh, his strength is 40? So he does 9 damage minus its toughness.
He does finger push-ups. It's very impressive.
Oh, it's got 1 wound left. He's almost got it. He's like, he looks at me and he goes, stick him with a pointy end, right?
Yes, you got it, Boris. He will fall over in a stiff freeze.
My staff don't got a pointy end.
you seem to use it well enough.
Oh, yeah, I'm dope as hell.
And then the Rat Ogre, you hear some like chittering between the Skaven. Webby would recognize one say, by the fire, get them! And then the Rat Ogre charges over, like just kind of tramples through people.
Oh, gross. Awful. Hate that.
So Webby and whoever was afraid before needs to make another cool test.
Not me and Boars.
I think it was just Webby and Green Warden.
Bros for life.
4 success levels now.
Nice.
I don't.
So you're no longer afraid.
Fuck this noise. Oh, no.
Oh my God. You got that 1 fortune point?
I do. I have that 1 fortune point, and I'm not hiding in a corner again. So that 84 is not going to go over well. This ain't going to go over well either. Yes, 12.
Hey, you're no longer afraid.
Yay.
It charges up and tries to claw at Lucky.
Do it.
I got negative. I got zero success. Dang it. You get negatives, though.
What are the negatives I get for being large and using melee?
If you use melee, you get minus two success levels.
Right. If you dodge, though, you're golden.
I'm not going to dodge. That's for... My dodge isn't bad,
actually. I was going to say, I'm dodging all day. With this
I know, but you, like, put points in it, and I forgot I had to put points in it. No, though. We're using our staff.
All right, so minus two success levels.
Mm-hmm. 43, but I have two advantage, and it's defensive, so it's more than a zero, minus two. Sorry, crushing it, another advantage.
I hate this game.
Just use a stick about it.
Right? And it had an advantage because it charged you. Why is its weapon skill only 35? This is stupid, I should have checked that. I just took it from the bestiary from the core book. Whoops. All right, so that's essentially the end of that round because all those people, I'm not actually going to worry about stupid. And then we have more ablaze and bleeding and bleeding and ablaze. How do we do any of those Skaven die? That one did.
Got him.
One of the ones outside?
Yep. The one to the left is meow dead. I just got to find it on the tracker so I can mark it as dead. There it is. Boop. Dead.
Oh, I did fire damage to his head.
Is nice. That what it says?
Nice. Awesome.
Nice.
His ears are like crackling now.
Oh, those will make great snacks.
Mm.
All right. This one, Skaven, is upset. So we're going to try to get... He's going to try to kill the bartender one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I mark it as charging? Oh, there it is. Advantage one. That's weird. Usually it lets me just click... Yeah. Oh, we finally got a success level. Oh, but Big Curls got three.
Get him, Big Curls.
But this one's supposed to be the leader of this group, and he's awful.
Well, how big are his curls?
Right.
They're not big enough. Mm-hmm. This other Skaven outside is again going to try to put out the last of the fire. Because Skaven are nothing if not self-serving. So it does put the fire out successfully. Finally, but that wasted two of its turns. And it's Green Warden's turn. You're no longer afraid, but you are still bleeding.
Cool. I'm shooting that one again.
Which one?
The same one.
The one that just put its fire out?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
I would attempt to target it, but this is going to be a pain in my butt.
That's fine. I will roll a dodge.
Wait, I think I managed the targeting. Let's see if my character card open backs up. That's the hard part.
Boop, 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 boop.
Elf bow.
Oh, I see it's targeted.
Yep.
Hey, you did it.
Nice.
Never mind.
Green Warden finally got plus five success levels, but I rolled a three and got seven success levels.
What the heck?
Green Warden, you doing okay? You're looking a little
nope.
Trembly.
She is not doing okay. And I'm gonna chalk it up to that. Some blood loss. Can I still move?
Does Green Warden want to potentially beseech the Dark God Cain?
Can? No.
It's the God of Murder. It? It's an elf god. It's fine.
Tim.
Ooh, what?
Get a fortune point.
God, I'm just a-
Really?
I'm impressed that you remembered Cain is the god, elf god of murder.
Do you know why I remember?
Nope.
Because it was Doug's god.
Oh, yeah. In the Soulbound game. But you could move if you wish. What were you saying, Ben?
Bullshit.
All right, so what's Green Warden doing? You just running away?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, no, she's gonna... If Webby really does ask, how am I doing? She's gonna be like, I'm fine. And then kind of like staggers back out of the doorway and doesn't look fine.
You kind of collapse into that corner.
Yep.
Stay on your feet.
Yep.
As your arrows keep going wide. And then it's Lucky's turn to show...
A magnanimous shrug.
And show up the elf again.
Yeah, hey, want me to hit this big old rat with a big old stick?
I don't want you to.
Oh, okay. It's steal life.
No! No! I hate steal life so much.
With three advantage, all I need is one success level.
It's so
I
can stupid.
Pull it off. And we got two success levels.
Nice.
So
I don't have any wizards here to try to stop you.
We're going to target two things with it and give it an extra damage.
So we'll hit both of the things in front of me.
And this ignores armor, but not toughness, right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay, can you do 10 damage?
So it does 6 plus my willpower bonus, which is already 11.
Okay. Rat Ogre's dead.
Nice, I did it. I sucked his body right out into my mouth.
Like a Capri Sun.
It had 6 wounds left.
Sweet.
Out of 30.
I'm gonna shoot him with my big stupid thing.
I haven't killed a single NPC. Who else are you gonna hit?
Oh, the other one in front of me.
This one?
Yeah.
All right, and how much did you say it was gonna be? He also has 3 wounds left, so he's definitely dead.
Sweet.
Nice.
Now I only need 0 positive success levels to cast.
To cast it. All right, well, the Skaven ambush is not quite going as I planned.
Me neither. Not how I planned either. Not at all, not even a little bit. Why am I not cool? I don't understand.
Do you want me to stop your bleeding?
I'm fine.
Maybe we'll next time.
I'm careful answering that.
Come back 296 to find out if Green Warden will do anything. I'm sorry, Jess.
It's your fault you rolled for me.